This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Finding Your Bliss with host Judy Liebrack, heard every Saturday at 1 p.m. on Zoomer Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Finding Your Bliss, the show that helps you find and follow your bliss. Today, we're going to do something we've been wanting to do for a very long time, which is to show you what I really do when I'm not hosting this show. We're going to go behind the scenes to a real live coaching session. And as some of you may know, I am the Bliss Coach. And what that means is that I help people connect to their passion and their purpose, their calling, and help them find out what lights them up. What lights you up? That's what we're really talking about today. And today we're going to be talking to Serena Farron, who is a girl with small town values and big city ambitions. Coming from a creative and entrepreneurial family, it was only a matter of time before Serena was going to follow in her family's footsteps. And she's fabulous, by the way. She has an awesome PR company called Charming Media, and they just do great stuff. And she's fabulous at what she does. Growing up, Serena was always surrounded by music, and she loved the entertainment and the broadcasting industry. And that love led her to go to school for radio broadcasting and to work in films and television. By 2012, when social media was on the rise, she hopped right on the bandwagon and hasn't really looked back since. Now, with years of combined experience in media, blogging, and digital marketing under her belt, 2017 started the journey to business ownership. And after leaving a toxic corporate environment, Serena knew she could never return to that life. It was a spring solo trip in New York City, which allowed her the time and introspection to figure out her new life path. And by the fall of 2019, her adventure really began in acquiring a boutique public relations agency, as just mentioned, Charming Media. And Serena knew from the start that she had really found her calling. We're so happy to have Serena here today to talk about her journey, what's working, where she's still stuck and needs some clarity, and where in her wheel of life she still needs to do some work to be the best version of herself. Hi, Serena. Welcome to Finding Your Bliss. Thanks so much for being here today.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Serena, I often start a session with the Bliss Wheel of Life. And because we're on the radio and the listeners can't see it, I'm going to really try to paint an evocative picture of what I'm looking at and you're looking at as we do the exercise. And by the way, this episode will be on YouTube very soon after the radio broadcast. If you want to see it behind the scenes with the Wheel of Life and all in full Technicolor, please join in for that as well. So if you can all imagine a colorful wheel of life, which is divided into eight wedges. And as you can see, the first wedge of the wheel, which sort of looks like a pie, think of an apple pie, is the orange wedge, which is devoted to your career. Beside that, the fuchsia pink wedge, which represents romance and your significant other. Then comes the pale pink wedge, which means personal growth and spirituality, followed by the yellow wedge, which is health and fitness. Then comes the purple wedge, which is your finances. Then the crayon blue wedge for friends and family. Then we have the lime green wedge, which represents your environment. And the bright pink wedge, which represents fun and recreation. I also like to start a session with this, a little snapshot of where you're at in your wheel of life. So if someone at home named Susan is listening, this is Susan's wheel of life, or this is David's wheel of life. And in this case, it's Serena's wheel of life today. And if you want to know more about the wheel of life, you can also go to my Instagram page at the Bliss Minute, and you can see the wheel and see what we're talking about. So Serena, here we are. And we did a little breathing off the top, but I often do this before the show. So I want to share this with the listeners that we just take a couple of breaths here before we begin, because we've all rushed to get to the space. And it's just nice to kind of simmer down before we start the coaching. So I invite you to gently close your eyes and let's all begin by taking in a nice deep breath in through the nose, letting it all go. And we're going to do just one more here, a beautiful inhale in through the nose, holding it. And just think about lengthening the exhale on the way down, letting go. Letting be, And whenever you're ready, gently open your eyes, come back to the space. Hello. And we will begin. So that's a great way, not just before coaching, but that's a great little exercise to do every day, to do in traffic, to do in the grocery store when you're waiting in the lineup. It's just a lovely moment that just makes you, do you feel a little calmer?
Oh, yeah. That's good.
It's a nice thing. And I know you do this. So I know you understand this. I know you meditate and you do all this stuff.
Yeah.
So we're going to start by looking at Serena's Wheel of Life, starting with your career on a scale from 0 to 10. And I just want to say before you give your answer, the beauty of the Wheel of Life, everyone, is that it can change from minute to minute, hour to hour, day to day, week to week, meaning your number could be low and by tonight it could be higher. That's the beauty of this. It's very cyclical. So right now on this Friday afternoon, how would you describe your satisfaction with your career right now on a scale from 0 to 10?
7.
7. Okay. And the next little wedge that we're looking at right here is romance. How, on a scale from 0 to 10, how deeply satisfied are you with romance in your life right now?
0.
0. Okay. Honest answer. I've heard it many times before. Not to worry. Personal growth and spirituality. 0 to 10. How deeply satisfied at this moment in time, knowing that it could change?
I'd say a 9.
Oh, that's awesome. Love that. Health and fitness in your life at this moment on a scale from 0 to 10.
That's maybe about a 6.
About a 6. Perfect. The next wedge is finances. On a scale from 0 to 10, where is your level of satisfaction with your finances right now?
I think a 6.5.
6.5. And the next wedge, I want to just tell everyone about this, is friends and family, but we usually divide it into two. It's the beautiful turquoise blue wedge. We divide it into two because they're really two separate issues. So why don't we start with the friend piece? How deeply satisfied are you with that wedge in your life right now on a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
Awesome. And family?
Also 10.
Wow. Environment? Where you reside, where you work, where you live, just what surrounds you, your environment at the moment. How deeply satisfied are you with that?
8.
Awesome. And then finally, the piece that people don't think is important, but it's really important. And that's the medium pink bubblegum wedge, which represents fun and recreation. How deeply satisfied are you with that right now?
5.
Okay. So your wheel is so interesting because there's some areas of great strength right now, like phenomenal strength, your friend piece, 10 out of 10, it doesn't get better. Family piece, deeply, nope. Deeply satisfied with that. Your environment, an 8, also great. And also your personal growth and spirituality, which is so important, at a 9. These are all very high numbers. And obviously the areas that are a little bit lower than those areas are the romance piece at 0, the fun piece at 5, they're often interconnected too, right? We notice that they all sort of work together. And if this were an actual 1-hour coaching session, we would probably, Serena, look at every single wedge, including the very high ones. What's working? Why is it working? And what do we want some help with? But because we're just on the radio right now, and we're just doing sort of a slice of life and a slice of bliss coaching, we're going to choose a wedge, and it's really your agenda. So I'm going to invite you to choose a wedge that you would like to work on today. What would be the area that you'd like to work on?
I don't know.
I mean, so my inclination is to start with romance because that number needs to be a lot higher, and to show people how we can do that. Yeah. How do you feel about that?
Okay.
One?
That's what I was thinking, but awesome. I was a little.
Yeah. That's okay. And I should just tell, our listeners, what you're not seeing is Serena is gorgeous. And in fact, when she popped on the screen this morning, I'm like, oh my God, she just looks bathed in the light. She's a beautiful blonde model who happens to be doing all of this other work, but she's gorgeous. So Serena, the number you gave that wedge was a 0 for right now. And as I said earlier, that number can change. And that's the beauty of this exercise and all of this. But I guess what I'm wondering is, just by your own design, and you're a very intelligent person and a creative person, and I do believe that you're creative, resourceful, and whole, you get it. How do you think you could turn that 0 into a 10 for romance?
I have to put more effort in.
And what does that mean exactly? What does effort look like?
I think that means putting myself out there and not hiding away, prioritizing everything else in my life. And yeah, which is what I've been doing for the past number of years. I just completely shied away.
Where are you hiding?
That part of my life.
Where do you think that hiding out is occurring? Like, paint us a picture of where you're hiding, where and how.
Like, where as in I'm just hiding in my career and that's my
career,
priority. Yeah. And I'm not making room for the other part of life.
Right. And if you were sitting down with a friend right now, Serena, named Marina, who is at a similar age and stage to you, in a similar career that you're in, and you were meeting, and I don't know where you'd be meeting, if it would be at a restaurant or a cafe or a bar, but you're sitting and you're having a wonderful time with this friend, Marina. And she is saying to you, I really want to meet someone and I really want to improve my romance situation and get it up there. Serena, what should I do? What would you say to Marina?
Ooh. I mean, yeah, I'd probably give her all the advice that I don't take.
What are some of the things you might say to her? Pretend this is nothing to do with you. This is Marina now you're sitting, and I know you're a very outward focused person and you're a wonderful friend. So Marina's really begging you for help here. She wants the help on how to meet someone in her life. What do you say to Marina? First of all, where are you? Are you in a restaurant, a bar? Are you having lunch? Are you having dinner, a glass of wine? Where are you and Marina sitting?
Yeah, we're at a bar in a nice restaurant having a glass of wine.
Lovely.
Lots of good girl chats happen.
The best girl chats. And she's asking you for help right now. What do you say to Marina? Where do I meet someone? What should I do? And how should I go about it? Serena, you're so smart. You're so creative. Can you give me some ideas? And you say, Marina, this is what I think.
Well, if she maybe is sick of the apps and that's why she's in this, I don't know what to do anymore. I could tell her to look at joining maybe some like sports teams or going to places where people are that have the similar interests as her so she can meet people and network and put herself out there that way.
Mm-hmm. Great. That's one great idea. What else would you tell her? She goes, I need something quickly. That might take too much time. I can do that, but I want something immediate. Like in this weekend, I want to achieve something. What would you tell her to do? What are some other thoughts?
Well, we could go out to another place, dress up and put ourselves out there and talk to people.
What kind of place would you go to dress up?
Okay. Well, I guess it would depend on what her interests are, but maybe like a nice social club with that has a similar demographic and type of like clientele that aligns with who she is as a person. That way kind of meeting people that are aligned as well. Same thing as joining teams or whatever. It kind of comes back to that.
Love that.
And just talking to people and like we could be each other's wingwoman.
Love that. I really love that idea. And I know you don't have a friend named Marina, but do you have somebody like Marina in your life that you might enlist to do this?
I have a Maria, actually. So.
Close enough.
But yes, I do. Yeah, I do have some other girlfriends that are in this position as well. So,
can you write down their names? You don't have to share them with us right now, but can you write down Maria's name? Because we already know about Maria. And can you write down three names in total or more just for yourself? Of some people you could reach out to, because as you know, it's a numbers game, right? So if you reach out to four, maybe two will say yes. So write down those names. And when you say social club, and I know we're in a similar city, so I have some ideas of what you're saying. Can you write down which social clubs? Is there one that's really coming to mind? Because there's one that's very much coming to mind because it's co-ed and it deals with the area that you're in. And I think you know what I'm saying, but just a couple of ideas of what social clubs specifically, because if it's not specific, the universe can't do anything about it. We have to know exactly what these places are called. So write them down for yourself.
I might need to
have a few
research.
Ideas. That sounds great. Let's go to the teams. What kinds of teams in your life do you think that you could join and be part of? Your first idea, which was great, be part of a team, be part of a group, be part of a meetup or something like that where you're going to meet people. Any thoughts come to mind there in terms of teams? What kind of a team? Is it a sports team?
Mm-hmm. For me, I'm not sure. I'm not a sports person. I'm not
a sports person. What about dance? What about some kind of a dance class or some kind of a, you know, I don't know.
No, I have terrible coordination. Terrible coordination.
What about spinning? What about spinning?
Spinning, yeah.
Because spinning, you could find a very good. So any spin clubs come to mind? Or spinning locations?
Yeah, there's a bunch of good ones that I can think of in the city.
Write a couple of them down right now. Just have them written down because it'll make it more real for
you.
Okay. And you're saying the apps, and sometimes we generalize like all the apps are bad. Are there any apps that you think might be worth investigating, maybe that you haven't tried thus far?
As far as apps go, I think I've tried all of the main ones that are out there.
I want to make an offering to you because one of the things that I find really helps, and this is I'm taking off my coaching hat right now and just talking as Judy, is telling everyone you know that you want to meet someone. And when I say everyone you know, people that you know will help you. Family members, you have many of those. Friends, you have many of those. Are there some people that you think you could literally say, I'm really asking you very seriously now if you could help fix me up because I really want to meet someone? Are there some people in your life that you think you would feel comfortable asking that question to? Because that's often the best way to let people know you're interested. Do any names come to mind in your network, in your community, in your family, in your friend circle that would be able to do this for you?
Maybe. I haven't actually ever thought about that before.
Yeah. That's why I wanted to offer that, just because that can be a really cool way with people that know you and love you. So they really know what you would like and what you're looking for. Can you write down a few names of who you'd feel comfortable saying, hey, you know what would mean a lot to me if you could fix me up with someone? I would try to make that list at least three names, five if possible. Isn't that kind of cool?
Yeah, I can work on that.
What are some things, Serena, that you think you could do that would help you take that zero and shoot it up to a 10 in addition to what you've already said?
Yeah, I guess be open to talking to more people, because I'm still not very open to chatting to more people. That and getting myself back out there, having conversations and kind of remembering what that's like. Cause it's been so long.
Can you tell us more about what that would look like, having these conversations? Don't be as general, be a little more specific.
Yeah.
Where would you have these conversations? How do you visualize this?
Well, the only way that I know how is online through apps.
Do you think, I know you're not so into the apps, but it might be good just to have the dress rehearsal of the conversations, right? Even if you don't take it any further than that, just to get into the habit. It's almost like a dress rehearsal before the show of practicing what that feels like.
Yeah. Yeah. I've done it a little bit, but I got to do it more.
Yeah, that's great. So how can we be accountable about that piece? Because I think that's going to be huge. How can you let me know what that would look like? Like, let's choose a day this weekend or whenever it is, and a time of day where you know it's possible, where it's not going to interrupt your work schedule or your life schedule or your workout schedule, but it's just going to be a nice time to do it. What do you think would be an optimum time to do that this weekend?
Sunday afternoon.
Awesome. Between what hours? Be specific.
Like 1 and 3.
And do you have an idea of which app you would go to have these conversations? The first one you would choose?
Hinge, because that's what I'm currently
awesome at. It's a good place. I know a lot of people who've met people through that site, so that's really good to know. Hinge is great. And how can you let me know that you've done that and how it worked out for you? Can you let me know by email? I know you also have my text, so what would be more comfortable for you, email or text?
I could probably text you.
Awesome. And when do you think you could let me know that? Could you let me know that by Sunday night?
For sure.
That's amazing. At midnight. Deadline is midnight.
Deadline midnight.
And I promise
to
respond in kind. You know, I'm up all night anyway, so I'll definitely get it. Just for fun, if you could be having the most wonderful conversation with someone, your dream conversation with someone, what would it look like and what would it sound like? If you were to just describe what would happen in that conversation that would just make you feel good?
I'd say like a conversation where it's just flowing, maybe lighthearted laughter and like a sense of understanding of each other. Like we get each other.
Mm-hmm. Nice. And how many conversations would you like to try to have on Sunday afternoon?
Two.
I look forward to that. And ultimately, what would it look like if that number were a 10? If you were to describe what it would feel like and look like to have your romance piece, what do you envision and see for yourself when it's a 10?
A 10 would be that I have found my life partner and we are fully supportive of each other and like in our dreams and our ambitions. And we want each other to be our best and we have fun and laugh every day together. And we're just building like a beautiful life.
And where do you see, if you could imagine one, like I'm thinking about The Bachelor and imagining all these different settings all over the world, if you could be anywhere in the optimal setting with this love of your life, Prince Charming, where do you see that taking place?
Greece.
Where in Greece? Be specific.
I don't know. probably like, you know, Santorini or something like that.
Awesome.
It's on my bucket list. So.
I love it. What are you wearing in this scene in Santorini with the crayon blue skies and the white buildings?
I'm wearing a pink, like fuchsia colored dress, like the color of the flowers in Santorini. Like those bright.
So beautiful. Are you wearing sunglasses?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Oh,
lovely.
Yeah.
And what are you drinking? Are you having
probably like a nice like white wine or a rosé, something cold and crisp.
Beautiful. You know what's so funny? I actually am getting the visual. So when I think about you now, Serena, I'm not just going to think about Serena, the head of this fabulous boutique agency. I am going to think about you wearing fuchsia pink, sitting at the top of a hill in Santorini with those blue skies and white buildings, sipping some iced rosé or iced wine with the love of your life. And you know what? I think it's going to happen for you. And I look forward to speaking to you on Sunday to hear how this went. But would you also let me know in 1 week, because a very important part of coaching is accountability, because yes. I'm literally at the top of the hill waiting for you to cheerlead, champion, challenge. And in a week's time, do you think that would be enough time to let me know how this has worked with maybe joining some of the teams, the social groups, the special clubs of one of which I'm going to talk to you about after this, this on-air session, and just let me know, do you think a week's time is enough time? Because making it longer may make it not happen. So we're on a Friday. Could you let me know by next Friday at midnight what has transpired by email or text?
Yeah, I'll text you.
Love that.
Yeah,
I love that.
By Friday.
I want to thank you so much. Do you need anything more to feel? I always say the French word complète. I'm being complete, but complete says it so much better after this session.
I don't know.
You'll let me know. Well, I'm going to ask you a question to make it complete. I'm going to ask you the question that we ask everybody at the end of this show. And that is, what is bliss for Serena Farron?
Ooh, my bliss is my life that is full of wonderful relationships with family and friends. And we're going on this adventure of life together and we support each other. It's all I need by my side. I just need my people and I'm doing what I love.
And you are, and you're so great at what you do and what you love, but I hope you can do it with someone special by your side too. And I think that it's going to happen for you. I really do. I really, really do. I want to thank you for opening up. I know this is hard for you. So I deeply acknowledge the work that you've just done in the last 15 or 20 minutes on air, which requires a lot of bravery and courage. And I really applaud you for doing it.
Thank you.
And I hope great things come out of it. What's the best way, Serena, for people to contact you and to get in touch with you on social media? How can people connect with you?
Yeah, they can connect with me on Instagram at Serena, which is S-C-E-R-I-N-A, or at Charming Media.
Amazing. I want to thank you so much for being here today. It's been so lovely to see you in this different context. I usually think of you as like the boss lady, but
yes,
and you're a lovely boss lady, but this was so nice to connect with you. And thank you so much for trusting me to do this work with you. Have a great day.
Of course.
We're going to go on a short commercial break. When we come back, we'll be joined by matchmaker Shannon Tebb. Back in a moment.
Finding Your Bliss is brought to you by Create, Canada's leading fertility center for over 25 years.
Create is here for anyone struggling with infertility or in need of assisted reproductive technology to have children. Create is about cutting-edge science from highly skilled doctors. In unprecedented times like these, Create is about ensuring the safety of all patients and staff. Create has made important changes to protect you by ensuring social distancing, wearing masks, as well as screening before entering. So what about the bundle of joy that you've been hoping would come into your family? Create Fertility Center is here for you. Visit createivf.com to keep up with the latest changes and learn about Create Fertility Center's comprehensive care for every fertility journey. Keep safe and healthy during these challenging days, remembering that life is about moments that we create together.
Hi, everyone. We are back, and this is Finding Your Bliss on Zoomer Radio. And I felt it was very fitting, based on the last segment where I did a bliss coaching session with Serena, and we focused a lot on dating and relationships. So I thought it would really be fitting to invite on a professional matchmaker. And this, in fact, is someone that Serena recommended herself. So we are now joined by dating coach and professional matchmaker, Shannon Tebb. And before we meet her, let me tell you a little bit more about her. So Shannon Tebb is an energetic, intuitive, and creative dating coach, wing woman, and boutique matchmaker. And don't worry, I'm going to be explaining all of these terms for you in just a moment. Shannon has lived and worked in downtown Toronto for the past 25 years and started her dating consulting business in 2010. In addition to matchmaking, she coaches divorcees and works with singles of all ages, helping them achieve 100% date ready status. Love that. With a BA in sociology and anthropology, Shannon originally wanted to work as a sociologist and then decided to shift her studies to the culture of dating. The advice that she has provided to singles over the past 13 years has always proved to be very successful. Eventually, she started her own dating consulting business and soon became known as the headhunter for the heart. Love that. Throughout her dating experiences and relationships, Shannon has found it easy to pinpoint what men fall in love with and become inspired to share this knowledge with other single women. She's passionate about helping single men and women gain confidence in attracting a great partner and becoming a real magnet. Shannon Tebb, welcome to Finding Your Bliss. Great to have you here. As I mentioned off the top, Shannon, in our last segment, I did a coaching session with a client named Serena, and we talked all about relationships and dating and how great it would be for her and for others to meet with a professional matchmaker. So this is great when it can work out like this. So happy that you're able to come on the show. Shannon, I also love the fact that you're a dating coach. Can you tell us more about what is involved with being a dating coach? It sounds so fascinating.
So as a dating coach, you know, singles have different things that they want to work on before they start dating. It could be anything from boosting your confidence. It could be wardrobe and styling. It could be knowing, where do I get started? What apps do I start with? How do I build an online dating profile? So yeah, there's a wide range of different topics that I do help singles with from all ages. So like I said, when I go into a dating coaching session, I don't really prepare for it. I just let the client talk. And then from there, I'm able to coach them on the spot and provide them with tips as well as homework to do.
That's awesome. You also call yourself a wing woman. What's a wing woman? And can you say more about that?
So I created the wing woman service a few years back because I found that there was a need for divorcees and single people. Sometimes they don't have a network of single friends to venture out with into the city. So they may be by themselves on a weekend and wanting to go out, but they don't want to do it alone. So when you hire a wing woman or a dating expert like myself, it allows you to get the hands-on coaching and be thrown kind of into the lion's den and perform and see how you interact with the opposite sex. So during that time, I'm able to provide you with coaching tips as far as body language, as far as like, you know, what's your opening line? How's your facial expressions? How's your tone? Are you branding yourself as a single? Are you excited to talk to strangers and meet new people? So it's kind of fun because I'm kind of like your cheerleader in the background, helping you connect with new people that you may not have connected with on your own.
So are you in this space? Like, are you actually in the space with them? Let's say you're at a bar or a club. How does that all look?
So the first step would be kind of pointing out who in the room that you want to connect with and talk to. And then I would go in and make that initial contact and then introduce you, you know, this is my friend Jessica. And yeah, we're just hanging out. We're checking out the venue. We heard it has great pizza. So, you know, just kind of make small talk. And then I kind of, if they're talking and connecting, I slip away and go to the washroom and let them continue the interaction.
So, okay. So for our listeners who can't see Shannon, Shannon is blonde. So you look nothing like her, but I'm getting real Patty Stanger vibes here. And I know you said to there's a lot of huge similarity between Patty Stanger and
Patty.
Me.
Yeah.
I'm always, even my husband, like sometimes we'll be watching TV. He'll see Patty Stanger on TV and he'll go, wait a minute, why are you on TV right now? You're beside me. How's that possible? So it's kind of funny, but we talked in the virtual green room before this show, and you actually mentioned that one of your very first books that you read as you were entering this whole domain was her book, Become Your Own Matchmaker, 8 Easy Steps for Attracting Your Perfect Mate. And in that book, she offers a no holds barred approach to finding Mr. Right. What do you remember loving the most about that book? And what do you think about Patty Stanger?
I mean, I love Patty that, you know, she has put together a lot of couples and she's really passionate about her approach and her career. Sometimes I think her delivery can be a bit harsh, you know, telling people you're too frumpy, you're fat, you're this, you need to lose weight. Right. I think there's a nice way to give and receive feedback. So I try to be a little more gentle, like, have you ever considered this or tried this way of doing things? Mm-hmm. But what I love from that book was how to kind of like physically plant yourself in places that you share similar hobbies and interests with people that you're searching for. So like the big question was, how can I meet single men? So, you know, joining a golf club, joining a running group, really being intentional with physically planting yourself into situations that are going to expand your networks and get you in front of single men. So I really took that away. I mean, the book I read many, many years ago, and since then I've read more books. But yeah, I really thought it's good to brand yourself as a single and become your own matchmaker. So do the work yourself, not just hire a matchmaker, but in the back of your mind, know that, hey, I also have to put myself out there and do the work to let people know that I'm looking for love.
Absolutely. Well, I think another great advice for a guy is go to a yoga class. 90% of the people attending that yoga class are women. And so a really cute guy in a yoga class, I think, would be very good, right?
Sometimes when women are working out, they don't want to be disturbed. But I mean, a lot of those high-end yoga places have a smoothie bar or a spot where you can connect with them after you're sweating and doing your workout. So I think, you know, as you're exiting the venue, maybe making small talk that way is important.
That's really good. That's such a great idea. And finally, Shannon, you're also a boutique matchmaker, which is interesting because it sounds like you're very niche. Can you tell us more about what's involved in being a boutique matchmaker?
So this is my kind of my major service I offer Toronto singles. And we work with singles from 35 up to 65. And it's really about being intentional and sitting down with my client and talking about what they're looking for, creating a great bio for them. And also the photos are important. So when people come to me, they really want to find a life partner. They've tried online dating. They've tried the setups. They've, you know, joined those clubs and maybe they haven't met the right person and they're busy professionals. So I kind of come in to speed up that process for them and help vet and screen potential partners and get them closer to finding their life mate.
So how do you find your data bank? Like, where are you going to get the best quality people for all of your people that come to you? Like, how do you go about doing that?
Yeah. So I'm very fortunate. Like my database, you know, I don't do a lot of PR or anything, but I do have a good following on Instagram as well as my Google rankings and good Google reviews. So I think people just find me through organic search and also referrals. So I have put together a lot of couples and they'll tell their friend about it. And then that friend will say, hey, I heard, you know, you matched my girlfriend and I'm really excited to learn more about your services. So I think word of mouth is important. I also host large social events in Toronto. I don't brand them as singles events, but they're social parties, bringing everyone together, getting everyone under one roof and just having a good time. And I think that's the best way you can do it is just brand yourself the best way you can.
That's so great. What brought you to this, Shannon? Like what, you know, I know with the Patty Stanger story, it was like a long line of mother, grandmother, they all did this, but what attracted you to doing this kind of work?
So the first, I would say the movie that really inspired me was the movie Hitch with Will Smith, when he was like trying to coach men how to be their best selves. But in the end, she ended up falling for the guy that was the most genuine. So yeah. I really wanted to coach people, not to change them, but to enhance their beauty and bring out their best attributes. And then from there, when I had that singles network to work with, I thought, I have these amazing people that are all looking for life partners. I need to transition into matchmaking. And the matchmaking was working. People were getting coupled. There was weddings and people living together. And I've always been passionate about human connection and relationships. I'm also a life skills coach, which I love teaching about active listening and self-disclosing and giving and receiving feedback, which are all transferable skills that you can bring into your relationships, which I feel is really important. Yeah,
that's really great. I love that. We also talked before the show about the New York Times bestseller, The Five Love Languages. And I love that book by Gary Chapman. Can you tell us more about the love languages and what you like about that concept?
Yeah. And also during the intake form, when I do meet with singles that are looking for matchmaking, I always ask them, are you familiar with the five love languages? Do you know your top two? And if they haven't done the quiz, I send them the quiz and they love doing it. But yeah, there's five different ways that humans in relationships give and receive love. So some of us, it might be physical touch, which is, you know, we love that hugging, we love that kiss before they leave for work. It could be words of affirmation. You know, I miss you. I love you. You look beautiful today. Right. It could be acts of service. So you make your husband his lunch in the morning, or, you know, he's bringing out the garbage. He's showing you love through acts of service.
Nice.
Also giving and receiving gifts. Now, this doesn't mean lavish gifts. It could be maybe you make something for your partner, like a love note or a pottery class or something like that. And then the last one, which is the most important these days, I would say, quality time. So really disconnecting from our phones, you know, whether you're watching a Netflix movie or going for a walk in a park, you're just with each other.
Yes.
Disconnected from all distractions.
Lovely.
Yeah.
And what's so interesting is they're all important at different times, but you find the ones that work the best for you. But this is even good for married couples, right? Like, this is a beautiful list.
You know what? I feel like if every relationship, if you know your love language going into it, it would save a lot of divorces, right? Because you have to be aware of how your partner wants to receive love. And we're not all going to be the same way, but it's acknowledging what their love language is and intervening into that and surrendering into that.
Yeah. Beautiful. Really, it's so lovely that it's what's so cool about what you do. And I'm realizing this as I'm talking to you is that you are a dating coach. You are a sociologist. You put a lot of thought into this. This is not like a rote kind of, I'm a matchmaker. There's, you know, there's a real social work background. There's a real coach-like attitude about all of it, which just really elevates it to such a beautiful place. So it's just sounds like you're doing wonderful work. What are your top tips on how to be really creative and resourceful and whole, to use some coaching words, on how to meet your perfect match?
So I think you have to, number one, date yourself first. So get comfortable taking yourself out for lunch, you know, going into a bookstore and sourcing out who's in the room, really acknowledging who's in your physical space at all times, even when you're out with your friends, not just being in your bubble, but looking around the room and seeing who else is in that room. There could be a single guy that's looking at you, but if you're not paying attention to who's in the room, you could miss that opportunity.
Sure.
So whenever I'm in a room, I'm taking it all in because I'm always headhunting and looking for singles and stuff. But I'm also looking who would be a potential partner for someone that I might know, right? So I think branding yourself as a single, dating yourself first, really getting clear on what you're looking for in a partner. And also, like, what I do as a life coach is go through the life wheel. So rating yourself one out, you know, out of 10, your different parts of your lifestyle that maybe you want to focus on. Maybe it's health and wellness. Maybe it's you're looking to improve your career. Maybe it's you're looking to expand and work better in the relationships you already have, so that you're going to do better when you meet your potential partner.
Nice. So, oh, that's so interesting.
There's so much that we could talk about around that. But yeah, I think those are kind of the three things. And yeah, branding yourself, not as a single mom who has a four-year-old, but like a single woman who's looking to find love again, being able to distinguish who you are as a single woman now versus just labeling yourself divorced mother. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So great. I also use the Wheel of Life in my bliss coaching, which is a little bit different. Yeah. I'm, you know, really talking about people's bliss and their purpose, which is often related to their careers. So if I find anyone who's looking to really work on their relationships, I'm going to send them to you. And if you're looking for someone with a purpose thing, send them to me. But what I love that you said, Shannon, about relationships, which is so brilliant, is it's not just how deeply satisfied are you with this relationship in your life right now on a scale from 0 to 10. It's what about the relationships you have in your life? That's so interesting. Just look at, take one of the many and say, you know, where am I at with this relationship? It could be with a best friend or with someone you haven't connected with in a while or with a relative. And let's say it's sitting at about a 5 or a 6. How could I turn that into a higher number? And really work on exercising that mental muscle within the relationships you have already, which I think the universe might see and mirror and maybe give you what you're looking for in your dream person, right?
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to piggyback on that. I think another important thing is even asking the people we have relationships with now, how do I show up for you? So what value do I give to your life? So this helps boost your own confidence and think about your own best qualities. Sometimes I'll ask single, what are your best qualities? And people get nervous talking about themselves. Sometimes they know they're this, this, and that, but they could be so much more to somebody else. So ask your best friend, what do you like about our friendship? Ask your sister, what value do I bring to your life? And that's another great exercise to really boost your confidence and get clear on what you can offer a potential relationship as a romantic partner. Yeah.
And you can put all those little thoughts together in an envelope or write them all down on a one pager. And then you've got those and you can just sort of go in knowing what you want, what your intention is, and also feeling confident that, hey, I bring a lot more to the table than I ever even thought I possess. This is so cool because you see it from other people. That's very, very fascinating. Okay, I'm going to jump to a really crazy thing here, but I think it's so important with all this, and that's flirting. How important is flirting? And what are your tips on flirting, but flirting with a, you know, the limit, so it's not crazy, but it's just flirting to me is just being friendly. And some people struggle with that. So any flirting tips?
Don't answer that just yet. We're going to go on a short commercial break. More with dating coach Shannon Tebb when we come back. Back in a moment.
Finding Your Bliss is brought to you by CREATE, Canada's leading fertility center for over 25 years.
CREATE is here for anyone struggling with infertility or in need of assisted reproductive technology to have children. CREATE is about cutting-edge science from highly skilled doctors. In unprecedented times like these, CREATE is about ensuring the safety of all patients and staff. CREATE has made important changes to protect you by ensuring social distancing, wearing masks, as well as screening before entering. So what about the bundle of joy that you've been hoping would come into your family? CREATE Fertility Center is here for you. Visit createivf.com to keep up with the latest changes and learn about CREATE Fertility Center's comprehensive care for every fertility journey. Keep safe and healthy during these challenging days, remembering that life is about moments that we create together.
Hi, everyone. We're back. This is Finding Your Bliss on Zoomer Radio, AM 740. And I was just asking you, Shannon, before the break about flirting. What are some of your best flirting tips?
Well, and the major thing, the reason why I always ask people, are you comfortable flirting, is because you don't want to end up in the friend zone. You don't want to end up just being the buddy or having someone say, I'm not sure how she felt about me. I couldn't read her. Mm-hmm. So ways to flirt, there's different ways, nonverbal, right? So your body language, do you shift? Do you come closer when they're saying something cute? For me, I'm very touchy, so I would, you know, maybe touch someone's arm if they say something cute. Oh my God, that's so funny. You know, kind of playing with your hair a little, showing them that you're kind of making eye contact, you're leaning in, you're nodding as they're speaking, so you're engaged in the conversation. Also, if you're flirting from afar and you don't even know the person, locking eye contact and smiling and kind of waving. People are like, well, how do you do that? So I do this fun thing where I would say, excuse, like, do I know you? Like something like that. So that they'll see you from across the room and they'll be like, huh? And then you can call them over and say, come over here. So you're giving them the cue that it's safe to approach you. Women always want to feel safe during that initial approach. And guys are so scared to talk to women because of the rejection component. So this is why women, we have to give them that okay, that it's safe to come over and talk to us.
Yeah. Nice. That's very, very cool. Situationships. And I'm saying this really for our audience. I know what it is, but I'd love for you to tell us in your words, this new word that has sort of popped up called situationships. Lots of people find themselves in this. So what is a situationship and what do you think about them?
A situationship is when you're intimate with someone, but you don't have the relationship status, or you're not even sure if you're dating or see each other as potential partners, but you're still playing the girlfriend card. Mm-hmm. So my tip for that is, don't act like a girlfriend without being a girlfriend. Don't cook them dinner. Don't invite them into your home. Don't pretend you're in a relationship when you haven't had that discussion. And I understand a lot of times you don't want to put pressure. You want things to be in flow, but you have to get clear and ask the questions that you want answers to. That's being vulnerable, and that's going to save you time from falling into the situation trap. Right.
Right. And this kind of leads to my next question, which is, do you mainly fix up people who want to be in serious relationships, or are you also fixing up people who want to have fun? Like, do you have sort of a line that you draw in the sand?
Yeah. So, I mean, I've had crazy calls like, do you set up men with women with married men and all of that stuff? And I'm like, no, this is a boutique matchmaking service. So people are really wanting to find relationships, and a lot of people want marriage and children still. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely not like a hookup site or a call center or whatever.
Right.
But as far as the dating coaching, maybe I'm coaching them to venture into dating. So maybe they're doing something more casual and getting their toes dipped in and just getting experience that way. But as far as matchmaking, it's relationship-based.
That's great. Matches. That's so great. And I was going to say, and I think you might have already answered it, but what characterizes you from all the other matchmakers out there? And I'm not talking about Hinge, and I'm not talking about all the all the apps, but I'm talking about real bona fide matchmakers. What sets you apart from all the rest?
So I think the level of comfort that people feel with me. You know, I'm a small town girl. I grew up in Brantford, Ontario, and you have to feel comfortable with your matchmaker. You have to feel safe. You have to feel like they know what you're feeling and what you're going through. So I bring in the life coaching. I bring in the dating coaching. If I see some blind spots, I'll say, have you ever thought about trying this? You know, if I see that you're jaded about dating, let's work on your dating mindset. If I feel that, you know, maybe you want to update your style, then I can help with that. I have girls saying, yeah, I really need some date attire. I just have business stuff and workout stuff. You don't want to wear your business stuff to the date.
No.
You want to wear your date attire. So
it's
I help
so
people
true.
Create, because if you wear your business suit, you're going to be in your masculine energy and you're going to be in work mode.
Right.
And that's
right.
not sexy for dating. So you
right.
need to have three wardrobes. So I help people with that. Yeah. So I feel like they get that like hands-on coaching and dating support that I think makes them show up better on the first date, and it helps them land a second date and continue the process. And a lot of my packages have monthly coaching, as well as, you know, they can book a la carte whenever they need that. There's first date recommendations in Toronto. I live here downtown in the city. I know the hot spots. And a lot of times people are like, hey, where should I go? I'm going to Ossington. What are the latest restaurants? So you have that like compass to work with, and you have a coach that can give you that advice.
That's so great. It's so funny. In my day, we used to call it the dating uniform. Like, you had this thing that you knew looked great, that you felt comfortable in, that you always wore on a date. Is that still a thing, would you say?
I think, yeah, we all have like our best outfits that we feel sexy in and stuff like that. And another good tip is, before the date, lay out a couple outfits, try them on, take a few pictures wearing them, and send them to friends or your dating coach and help them choose the best outfit for you.
That's
even
so
I've done
fun.
That. Sometimes I'm like, does this look good? I send it to my girlfriend, Diana. And she'll be like, okay, not those shoes, not those jeans. Do this, do that.
Add this accessory, add this thing. Yeah,
yeah,
that's so good.
Exactly.
That's so good.
Yeah.
What are your best tips for gaining confidence when dating? Like, what can you tell people just to feel that confidence? Like, even a little bit of a fake it till you make it thing, which I think some people need.
So my top tips for boosting confidence, I would say, is doing that exercise, asking your friends, you know, how do I show up for you? Writing down a list of your best attributes, doing I am affirmations every single morning. I am strong. I am beautiful. I am powerful. I am worthy of love. That's huge.
Mm-hmm.
Also getting confident, switching up your routine and trying new things, getting comfortable being uncomfortable. It's not about being comfortable. You have to get uncomfortable, and that will also boost confidence.
Mm-hmm.
So how does that happen? You know, putting yourself at new events, traveling on your own, solo travel. I love that.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
I can't travel alone. I'm scared. No. This is when you're going to find who you are as a person. What you're going to have time to sit with yourself. I love solo travel. I'm a big advocate for it. So that's, I think, would help boost confidence.
Yes.
And building more friendships, right? And putting yourself out there, getting outside of your bubble. I mean, I could go on and on and on, but also styling. Like, I've taken men shopping. We switched up their wardrobe. Their confidence went from like a 5 to a 10.
Zero to a hero. Yeah, yes. It's very, very cool.
They felt so good in their new clothes, right? And it's something little that can be huge.
So, so good. Also, are you a fan? Great. You really know your stuff. What do you think of shows? Are you a fan of shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind? Do you have a favorite?
You know what? I really liked Love on the Spectrum. I thought that was a really cute, because I also coach clients that are autistic or, you know, have Asperger's. So it's hard for them to develop relationships. So I thought that was really nice to show, you know, Love on the Spectrum and how that the culture dates and the struggles they're going through. I thought that was really great to advocate for and share that on Netflix. I mean, the other shows like The Bachelor and stuff I watched years ago, I think when you do it for a living all day long, you don't want to go on and watch the show because you're like, I do this all day.
So
yeah,
true.
I really felt like Love on the Spectrum was a really like touching, you know, meaningful show.
Beautiful breath of fresh air. What if you're feeling really frustrated? They have been looking, they've been going on meet and greets. They've even done the blind date things. They're really trying. They're telling people they know, find me someone, look out for me. And nothing is working out. They're meeting wrong person after wrong person. How do you help restore some optimism and hope for that person? And finally, isn't it true that when you stop looking, that's often the time that you start finding someone?
It's true. It's true that when you stop looking, things can happen for you, but you also have to be intentional and look at yourself and ask yourself this: am I mirroring the partner I want to attract? You are your own mirror. If you want someone fit, are you fit? If you want someone successful, are you successful? So really it's about mirroring yourself for the partner you want to attract. But if you've been struggling so far, asking for help, looking at dating coaches, you know, maybe it's doing a femininity workshop. Maybe it's hiring a personal trainer to get fit and strong and boost your confidence that way.
Mm-hmm.
So I think personal development never ends. We're constantly working on ourselves and working with an expert that can see your blind spots. You know, I'm not your best friend. I'm not your mom. I'm not your sister, but I am your coach that will tell you potentially what we can work on together and get you more 100% date ready, which is going to boost your chances of finding a great partner.
That's so great. So there's a question, Shannon, that we ask everybody at the end of the show. And of course, I'm going to ask it to you. And that is, what is bliss for Shannon Tebb?
Bliss for me is being completely present with whoever I'm speaking with and being vulnerable and open and fully surrendering to the unknown. That to me is bliss. And just being with people and listening to them and not hearing them, but feeling them. So a lot of times we get stuck in our head, and I'm always like, lead from the heart, less from here, especially with dating and relationships.
Lovely. Well, I think that whoever goes to Shannon Tebb is going to be in very good hands, because I think you really get it. And it's quite lovely to see. And I thank you for helping make the world a better place, because we all know that it's better with someone. And so great work that you're doing in this world. What is the best way for people to contact you, connect with you on social media and on your website?
My Instagram handle is @ShannyInTheCity. My website is ShannyInTheCity.com. And I'm on LinkedIn under Shannon Tebb, so we can connect there. And I'm pretty easy to find. And we book free 15-minute discovery calls to chat about the different services. And then we book in the initial consultation if you wish to move forward and learn more about matchmaking or dating coaching or life skills or the Wing Woman service.
All of the above, everyone. And by the way, Shanny is S-H-A-N-N-Y for anyone who didn't hear that.
Yes.
So, that's how you can find it all. And it's just been so delightful. I want to thank you so much, Shannon, for being on the show today. It was really great having you here.
It was so fun. I loved it. Thanks, Judy.
You're so welcome. Will you come back when you write your book? Because I sense there's a book in you.
Sure. Yeah. You We can write it together.
Okay. Each week we spotlight a fabulous person who's living their bliss. So if you're an author, artist, yoga, meditation, or mindfulness expert, a therapist, life coach, or really anyone who has found and is following their bliss, we'd love to hear from you. We also love to feature singer-songwriters on the show. So if you're a singer, please reach out to us at fyb@findingyourbliss.com. For those of you who don't know, I'm the Bliss Coach. That means I'll help you get unstuck, gain clarity, find your passion, purpose, happiness. Reach out to me at findingyourbliss.com/coaching. I'm also on Insight Timer, the number one free meditation app. All you have to do is search up Judy Liebrach. And of course, you can always follow us at The Bliss Minute on Instagram and Facebook. I would like to thank our wonderful guests, Serena Farron and Shannon Tebb, for being on the show today. Also, thank you to Mag Ruffman, Siobhan Kiley, producer Olivia Weatherall, audio engineer Juliana Yanisiello, senior editor Lauren Kaminsky, video editor Sierra Brown Rodriguez, audio producer Faz Kazi, and everyone here at Zoomer. And of course, a big thank you to our sponsor, the Create Fertility Center. For everyone here, I'm Judy Liebrach, reminding you all to take one step closer to finding your bliss.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.